The science of remote sensing was originally developed as an outgrowth of the space program, but in recent years this technology has been turned around for use as a means of studying our own planet. On this edition of the Graduate School Presents, Miles Boylan, professor of urban planning and landscape architecture at Michigan State University, discusses the work of the department's Center for Remote Sensing.
The concept of remote sensing is very simple. It literally means sensing by our various means we have of what is remote from our immediate reach. As we use it today as a technology, remote sensing simply means that we are sensing by various devices and instruments, but we record. We record on film, conventional films and unconventional films. By that I mean things like infrared and so on, but films that are specially sensitized to the electromagnetic kind of sensing that we're all familiar with more as videotape. It's electromagnetic, where it's recorded our impulses, and then these are transferred by mechanical means such as computers into image-like or photographic-like images. This has come about mainly as an outgrowth of the technology during World War II and greatly advanced as we get into space exploration. The massive sums of research and experimentation went into that, has produced technologies that are very, very amazing and very unique. We have borrowed some of that and been able to apply it to Earth's surface conditions, from ocean currents to schools of fish to iceberg formation to erosion to weather patterns and so on.
What kinds of uses is remote sensing put to nowadays?
Well, other than the outer space exploration kinds of things that continue on, of course, it is the work we do here at Michigan State, which has been underway now, we're in our 10th year, being supported by funds from NASA. We also in the interim have been asked to do things by other agencies, public and private, which they pay us to do these things, contract, is to test the practical uses of remote sensing for helping to resolve on-land problems. We proposed here initially with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration invitation to try to evaluate the conditions on the Earth's surface, both land and water, that would give us better information that those who make decisions about how to use land would have a more reliable, broader base upon which to base those decisions.
What kinds of technology are used? Would this be satellite sensing in most cases, or do you use other types as well?
We use all kinds of imagery that may be available as appropriate to a given situation. Now, this can range from taking the satellite imagery from the Landsat. That's up there 570 miles, and it encircles the Earth, a given spot on the Earth, every 18 days. That's way up there, and that records by a series of different channels and spectral bands with these electromagnetic sensors, which are very similar to the TV, as I mentioned, TV kind of sensing, down to the highest an aircraft can fly up there around 12 miles using cameras and recording on emulsion film, ranging down to lower level flights, what the commercial photography companies do, down to light aircraft that will fly 2,000 or 3,000 feet up there, where we use handheld cameras or our special arrays of cameras recording what's on the Earth's surface.
Are there any final points about this whole area you'd just like to discuss for a second?
Well, yeah, it has opened up a vast area where we can get information very cheaply, and it's very up-to-date, and we can use this for meshing with other things. All remote sensing does really is get information. It doesn't solve problems by itself. It's a very reliable information base. And the capabilities of this are expanding all the time. We feel here at Michigan State we've been pretty much pioneers in this.
Miles Boylan, professor of urban planning and landscape architecture at Michigan State University, on this edition of the Graduate School Presents. For the Michigan State University Tape Network, this has been John Nielsen.